The Lord Mayors of our capital cities held an urgent meeting today to discuss the problem of housing stress and homelessness across the country. They've called on the Prime Minister and the opposition leader to commit to urgent action on the issues. Early this week, Anglicare released its annual rental affordability snapshot, and it paints a rather bleak picture. Low-income Australians and those on Newstart or aged pension are struggling to find a place to rent. My guests tonight are Melbourne Lord Mayor Sally Capp and Kate Colvin, the spokeswoman for the Everybody's Home Housing Affordability Campaign. Welcome to both of you.
Thanks, Patricia.
Hello.
Hello. Kate, how bad is homelessness in Australia? Can you take me through the numbers on a national level?
Look, homelessness has been increasing, and it increased 14% between the 2011 and 2016 census. So now 116,000 Australians are homeless on any given night. I mean, that itself is shocking, but the reality is that actually far more people are living on the brink of homelessness because they're paying more rent than they can afford, and that's basically one in three of all renters.
If I can bring you in, Sally Capp, and for our listeners who are from outside, you're the Lord Mayor of Melbourne. How bad is this in Melbourne? Why did you decide to get involved?
Patricia, thank you. And it was great to have Kate there with us today as well. We're getting involved for a number of reasons. There's a whole spectrum of housing needs in our community. At one end, we've got crisis housing that we desperately need for our rough sleepers. But of course, that then starts a whole journey on a pathway to what comes next for them. Where do they go for longer term housing? And if we look at the other way, for everybody that Kate just talked about in terms of being under housing stress, their journey seems to spiral down to the point where they then become homeless. For us here in Melbourne, our rough sleepers is really our number one priority because it's the number one thing that our citizens write to us about. But importantly, people are at their most vulnerable when they are rough sleeping on our streets. But what I've learned is that of the almost 300 people that are sleeping on Melbourne streets each night, they just represent the tip of the iceberg in terms of the cohort of people that are experiencing homelessness. Thousands of people are accessing homelessness services every year. And I really feel, as the other Lord Mayors of capital cities do, that we've reached a tipping point. We're going through unprecedented population growth, and that pressure around housing is only increasing. So by standing together today and really calling out to the federal government to step into this, to work with us and the state governments, our amazing NGOs and other organisations, we believe this is an issue that we can solve, but we absolutely have to stand together if we're going to do it properly and to have the long-term benefits we're all looking for.
Kate Colvin, which parts of the country are worst off and which members of our community are most vulnerable in that equation?
Look, housing stress is an issue, particularly for households on low income. So the areas of the country where you've got, you know, high rents, but also a lot of people on low incomes, are actually Western Sydney, Southeast Brisbane, the north coast of New South Wales. In Melbourne, it's places like Flinders. That's where there's a lot of people who, you know, often up to 40% of the whole community of renters in that electorate paying you know, over 30% of their income in rent. But it's an issue in every electorate. And that's basically, you know, there's 811,000 Australian households who are paying too much rent. And in that situation, one little hiccup in your income, you know, you lose a shift at work, you can get behind in the rent and tip into homelessness. So we think parties should be doing a lot more about it.
But of course, I've got to sort of call a spade, call it out. This campaign, we've heard very little about these issues from the major parties, unless I've missed it. Help me out. Kate Colvin, have I missed something? I mean, this is not really the major narrative of the campaigns, is it?
It's odd that it isn't, because housing's the biggest cost of living issue that households face. And, you know, we should be hearing more from the parties about it. And I think, you know, you've got one in three renters out there who are in this situation and feeling themselves on the brink of homelessness, I think they'll be looking to the major parties to know what they're going to do, you know, on these issues. There have been some commitments, but there hasn't been a lot of talk about it in the election.
If you're just tuning in, this is RN Drive. My guests are Sally Capp, who's the Melbourne Lord Mayor, and Kate Colvin, who runs the campaign around these issues. So, Sally, you joined your other capital city counterparts this morning at this urgent meeting with housing experts. What did you decide to do? What do you want the federal government to do, and also state governments, to try and rectify this situation?
Yeah, it's a great question. And to your earlier question, the fact that it's not being discussed is one of the reasons that really motivated us to come together and try to put this on the agenda for the discussion as we lead into a federal government election, because it is so important. And together, we heard from experts around the table as well as to what needs to happen. And really what we're calling on the federal government to do are a number of things. Firstly, we absolutely believe that we need to allocate more funding to building accommodation, and particularly social housing and crisis accommodation, because they're the missing gaps in our housing spectrum, if you like. As Kate just said, we are well behind on delivering social housing into our communities. And we know that for every $1 spent, there's actually a saving of about $2.70. I know these economic figures seem ridiculous at times, but in terms of other services that we would be providing going forward. And then that doesn't even take into account the productivity gains of people being happy and being housed. So we need more funding to go into housing, and that's very much in collaboration then with state governments and local governments on delivering that at a pace. We're calling for a Minister of Housing that can sit around the Cabinet table and really prioritise this. We're calling for this issue to go as the number one priority on the next COAG meeting. So we're really putting it up there in lights. We are asking for the Commonwealth Government to look at programs that they are directly responsible for, like Centrelink, and do an urgent review, because Centrelink is supposed to be the program that provides social security for people when they're at their most vulnerable. But for example, the proof of identity processes are so onerous on people really that aren't in a position to be able to fill in forms with incredible detail and make sure every box is correct, only to be told that the computer says no, we need to change these processes and the systems urgently and quickly, because people just aren't in a situation where they can access the services and the resources that are supposed to be available. I just met a couple of weeks ago up at our Salvo's Night Cafe a lovely man, and in talking with him, he said, "Look, I'm a non-person." And I said, "What do you mean by non-person?" And he said, "I do not exist in any records of our federal government because I can't complete the forms correctly." So he then is not able to access any funds, any proper health services, because he doesn't exist in a system. And we've let that happen. So we're really calling out to the federal government to step into this issue with us, to update and activate the National Housing and Homelessness Agreement, but to stand together with us to say, we really believe we can solve this issue, but we can only do it together.
I'll give you the final word, Kate Colvin. We've heard from Sally what she would like to see in terms of action. What would you like to see be immediately addressed? Obviously, this needs a long-term vision, but what does anyone who's elected on May the 18th need to do?
Look, committing to social housing is the number one priority. So we've seen the ALP commit to affordable housing, which is housing that's 20% below market rent. And that's a great commitment. It will make a difference, but it won't be housing that's cheap enough to really address homelessness. So we need that to be a social housing commitment, and we need the coalition to step up. There's still 2 weeks left. This is the biggest cost of living issue. We want to hear what their commitment is on social housing.
Thank you to both of you.
Thank you.
That's Melbourne Lord Mayor Sally Capp and Kate Colvin, who's the spokeswoman for the Everybody's Home Housing Affordability Campaign.